Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Nick. How can I help you?
Hi, Nick. Patty DeLeon.
Hey, Patty.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. I'm so sorry to hear about your husband.
Yeah. No, that's okay. On that 0.71 SI1,
yeah.
What was my price on that?
Good question. I'm just pulling it up right now.
I might need you to I'm trying to remember which of the invoices I had right with the
It's 1,029.50.
Okay,
hold on just a
second. Okay. She's not in today. Okay. I still haven't heard. This is the one she's thinking about, but I need to place a call to her.
Okay.
But I've got the other three pieces I can send back today.
Okay.
If that's okay.
No, that's
okay. And then
great.
My employee's daughter has a stone she's looking for too, so she's going to be giving me the information, and I'll give you a call on that one.
Yeah. Are you talking about Julie's daughter's looking for a 3/4 carat
princess,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You don't know the details on it just yet, right?
What's the detail on Julie's diamond?
Julie said she left the list at home. She said.
Oh, okay.
She had like the one of the C part of the C listed.
Okay.
But a 0.5 to a 1.
So like a 3/4 carat in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, you know that.
Yeah.
Why or the V
kind
of shape? I don't know. Do you think a larger diamond would be fit prettier in that?
The larger one's going to be taller. Sorry, Nick. You're included in this conversation.
No, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know if she would be interested in like a square cushion or a square radiant.
No. Definitely a princess.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely princess. Okay, cool. All right. Well, whatever you need on that, you just let me know. I have tons of these, right? And
mm-hmm.
So when we know color clarity budget, if we have budget.
Okay. I'll have her
get to
text
on
me.
Okay.
And we can call you tomorrow on it.
Yeah.
And we'll put our heads together and find something nice.
Yeah, Patty, you can.
And we'll treat her right.
Yeah, absolutely. You could always shoot me a text message, too.
Sure. Okay.
So I don't know, do you have my cell number?
I was just going to say, I'm not sure that I do.
Yeah, you could always shoot me a text, and, you know, that works for me.
Just looking for my post-it. Okay, what's the
my
phone
number?
So
it's 774-280-8683. That's my cell number.
Okay.
I usually don't answer calls on my cell, but I just use it for texting. If we got to talk on the phone, I prefer to use my desk phone.
Sure.
Because I have my headset and all that.
Yep.
All right.
Well, we'll put our heads together and come up with something nice. When did she want that by, Julie? Do you know?
Not in a hurry.
Okay.
She understands your situation.
Well, was she kind of wanting it for Christmas is what I'm... Okay.
Yeah.
And that she's still looking at that design for the ring.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we will find something good for her. So I'll be in touch either tonight by text or then you can look for something tomorrow and then let us know.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm calling for my cell phone, and you've got that number right, I think.
Oh, apparently. Yeah, I do. I'll just send you a text if that works.
Yeah.
And then, so the 651-764-2707 is your cell?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I'll send you a text then. And then last thing is, so I appreciate you getting those three back to me. I need either to by Tuesday to have marked the other one sold.
Okay.
Or have tracking on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. I will get a hold of her hopefully today here.
Okay, cool.
Her envelope sitting right in front of me. All right. Thanks, Nick.
Yep, let me know anything I can do.
Oh, okay. Nick, can you send me both those invoices so I don't have to go digging?
Absolutely. You got it.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Yep, talk soon. Bye.